Some research has shown that individuals often grapple with suspicions of infidelity for an extended period before seeking help or taking action. Don't threaten your spouse with harm or violence. Threatening or attempting to harm your spouse due to your suspicions of infidelity can have serious legal consequences. Threatening to kill your spouse or causing hurt through dangerous weapons or means can also lead to imprisonment, a fine, or even caning. If you really want to know what constitutes provocation, you need to prove the following. Adultery is a serious matter and can have significant legal consequences in a divorce. Today, we'll talk about what constitutes adultery in Singapore, its impact on divorce proceedings, and what you should avoid doing if you suspect your spouse is being unfaithful. Adultery in Singapore is legally defined as voluntary sexual intercourse between a married person and someone who's not their spouse. This definition is important because it can serve as a valid reason for filing for divorce under the grounds of irretrievable breakdown of marriage. However, it's important also to know that adultery claims must be substantiated with clear evidence. Proving adultery in court requires either your spouse's admission to the affair or solid, irrefutable evidence of their infidelity. Generally, you must initiate divorce proceedings within 6 months of becoming aware of your spouse's adultery as well. Discovering your spouse's infidelity can evoke strong emotions. Still, handling the situation responsibly and avoiding actions that could lead to legal consequences is always essential. Here are some things to always take note of. Number one, don't cause any harm or injury to your spouse. Some research has shown that individuals often grapple with suspicions of infidelity for an extended period before seeking help or taking action. This emotional turmoil can lead to severe distress, depression, or even suicidal thoughts. However, resorting to violence is never a solution. If you are found guilty of voluntarily causing hurt, you may be punished with a fine, imprisonment, or both. Although the punishment can be less severe if you are saying or proving that you were provoked into doing so, an affair does not constitute provocation. Number two, don't threaten your spouse with harm or violence. Threatening or attempting to harm your spouse due to your suspicions of infidelity can have serious legal consequences. Threatening to kill your spouse or causing hurt through dangerous weapons or means can also lead to imprisonment, a fine, or even caning. If you really want to know what constitutes provocation, you need to prove the following. Number one, there's been a loss of self-control. You must prove that you lost self-control due to the provocation. This is entirely subjective and depends on the unique circumstances of each case. Number two, that there was a grave and sudden provocation. This means that the provocation should be considered grave and sudden, meeting the reasonable person's test. Suppose the average person with the same background as you would find the provocation grave. That's the test. Overall, in dealing with adultery-related issues, it's important to be responsible and to always act within the limits of the law. Resorting to violence or harm can lead to serious legal consequences. So if you suspect your spouse is unfaithful, seek legal advice and explore appropriate legal avenues rather than taking matters into your own hands. So, now you know. If you found this helpful, follow and subscribe to our channel for more legal things.